girls team first. I mean, what are some of the top returners you have here, and what do you feel like you'll have a pretty strong team in the Hawkeye 10 this year for the girls' side?
Sure, yeah. You know, we have a state qualifying team back. We were a little banged up with illness and injury towards the end of the last season, but we got a good, strong core of those people back. We lost a couple of pretty important seniors last year, but we got some young girls climbing the ladder, too, some returners. On that team, our number one runner, Jess Feldman, is going to be back, and she'll be a junior this year. And Rachel Polly, Carrie Fremmel, Shelby Jacobson, and Chantel Schmidt were all on that team last year, and they should do pretty well this year. The Hawkeye 10 is going to be tough this year. We saw Glenwood make a late push last season, you know, towards the conference and districts. They got all I don't know if they lost anybody, so they're going to be real tough. And of course Atlantic is going to be real tough again, and everybody's going to have something in there. Shenandoah and Creston and Clarinda, they all have something to bring to the table, so you know, you can't go to sleep on anybody there.
Do you have quite a few newcomers this year that you think will make an impact?
Yeah, I do. We have a young gal, her name is Bailey Cool, that was off the track. And she'll be a sophomore this year and had a very successful track season, good 800 runner. And I can see her being in our top four or five right away this season and, you know, possibly climbing the ladder there too. We have a freshman, Marissa Clint, that looks like she's going to be pretty promising. And, you know, she'll spend some time on JV, but I could see her possibly moving up later as well.
Now, how about the boys team? What kind of a season did you have last year, and how many you have returning here?
Well, in the Hawkeye 10, we were second behind Glenwood, of course, who was nearly unbeatable last year in the Hawkeye 10. But we lost some key seniors last year as well on the boys' side. But I think we're back stronger than because we had some upper-class talent, and then we had a lot of young kids. And actually had our number one returning as a sophomore this year, Philip Sharenko, qualified for state last year. So he's had a great summer of training, and a lot of his teammates have too. So I'm pretty encouraged. I feel like we're about nine guys deep on this varsity boys team. So if we need to rest a few of them once in a while, we can. And Glenwood's still going to be extremely tough. Shenandoah, I think, is going to be pretty tough. Most of their kids were juniors, I believe, last year. So I think they're going to be real tough and fun to watch. So, as always, the Hawkeye 10 is going to heat up and be, you know, a battle royale.
What's the first meet of the year for you guys?
We go to Glenwood on okay. August 30th. It's a Tuesday.
What are you doing in practice? I mean, is it just basically try and get a lot of miles, or have people already done that through the summer to get in shape, or what have you been working on?
Yeah, through the summer, you know, I encourage them to get a decent base, you know, get out at least, three, four times a week and just get miles in. Starting around July 10th, we started, you know, meeting as a group and doing more specific things, interval training, speed work, a little bit of hill work, and, you know, being a little bit more specific on the types of things that we want to do, a little more structured environment. And now we started official practice on just this last Monday, the 8th. So we got nearly our whole squad out practicing every morning now.
Coach, anything else to add about either the girls' team or the boys' team in the upcoming season ahead?
Well, you know, I always say there's you always miss your seniors and you don't know how you're ever going to replace them. But you know, I'm always encouraged every season. It seems like young kids step up, and anybody that believes that kids don't want to work hard these days, they should come to a few practices because, you know, we keep up on the bar here and they keep rising to the occasion. So I'm pretty happy with the effort that everybody's putting in so far.